throughout time, there is this ideology that when there is a corrupt king or corrupt ruler in charge, that the rightful king, the rightful heir, will rise as an agent of fate to put back in place the values that need to be put back in place, the eternal laws that allow life to exist. Today, we are facing a fundamental threat to life, to existence itself, and our leaders are totally in denial about all this, or maybe they are aware of it, but they're not sharing this fact. In any case, we are seeing a system of, based on a principle of infinite consumption on a finite planet, and this does not work. And the scientists of the world are unanimous in saying that if certain changes aren't put into place, not just civilization, but humanity itself could be destroyed. And in certain ways, a lot of these changes have already happened with the environment and are just, it's too late to do something about these changes. And a lot of people are probably going to die because of these environmental threats. But the scientific consensus is unanimous that we really only have like 10 or 15 years to do anything before the situation's even worse. Now, to those who think this sounds like an exaggeration, or that this sounds extremely unlikely, let's take a basic history lesson about life on this planet. There were 5 major mass extinctions on this planet that killed more than 75% of the life forms. The Permian extinction was the most deadly of all. What caused the Permian extinction? The current theory is that it was global warming. It was a massive outgassing of methane and carbon dioxide gas that disrupted the environment and killed a majority of the life forms. And that is what we are doing today. We are doing the same thing that led to the deaths of more than 90% of the life forms 250 million years ago. And by all the current scientific measures, we are living in a system that is destroying most of the life on the planet and contributing to a new mass extinction. And this isn't just global warming, but this is, you know, chemicals in the water and killing of the bees and the bats and the frogs and, you know, and 80% of the mammals and 50% of the wildlife and so on and so forth. So this isn't a benevolent system. This isn't a system of life. This is a system of death. This is an ideology of death. Now, that's not to say there aren't current things to be grateful for. You know, it's great that we have freedom of speech. It's great we're trying to focus on human rights. You know, there are good things, but we have to take a realistic look at what's going on and a realistic look at our leaders, and we have to ask, is this benevolent or is this malevolent? So if things continue on their current trajectory and there is no major overhaul or no major needed change, change will enforce itself, whether people like it or not. It will enforce itself via death. It will enforce itself via destruction. And people will demand some kind of leader who can come forth and stop the madness. Now, and it is very possible that this leader may just swipe away the current system and put something in place that's totally new. And this new system will reflect eternal values. They will reflect values of life rather than values of death, an economy of life rather than an economy of death, a system that reveres nature instead of a system that destroys nature. So it would be great if our current leaders, our current democratic system, could peacefully put these reforms into place. That would be the ideal. That would be great. But if they refuse to confront reality, reality will fight back. Reality and truth cannot be ignored. They cannot be swept under the rug. They cannot be lobbied, arrested, or put behind bars. So it is up to our leaders now to look reality in the face and do what must be done to save life on this planet, or fate will intervene.